Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Hello and welcome to the RTC Weekly Download. I'm Jim Dolan. We're here to play some great old-time radio this week. We're also featuring new programming on the Radio Theater Channel. These are the changes coming up, or probably when you hear this, it's already happened. We are introducing a couple of our new hours. This time we're going to do the 11th hour for comedy. We're going to introduce the Phil Harris Al's Face Show. Now, we've had it on before. It's always a good program to listen to. It works better now to a certain extent than it did then. I think pretty much everybody likes the Phil Harris and Al's Face Show. And Phil is quite a character. And then we have another character, Bob Hope. Now, this is one of the greatest comedians in American history. You know Bob from his work with the armed forces, World War II, and all the wars in between there and until he passed away almost. Great entertainer and kind of did the monologue, the comedy monologue. He specialized in that. People listen to his rapid-fire jokes, and you might be just getting the first one. He's already off to the third. That's Bob Hope. Well, Bob Hope joins our lineup for the first time. That's in the 11th hour. Right now, let's listen to the Phil Harris and Alice Faye Show.
Good health to all from Rexall. Yes, it's Sunday, time for the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, taking a little time from behind the prescription counter this Sunday evening to speak for all 10,000 of us, the 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names. You can always tell us by the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. The sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. They range all the way from aspirin to penicillin, and they're as fine and pure and dependable as science can make them. We independent druggists recommend them to our customers because we know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. Now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp and his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. This is the time of year when most people start thinking about their summer vacation. As yet, Phil and Alice haven't decided where they're going. Phil has made a suggestion, but Alice doesn't seem to be interested.
Alice, what's so silly about spending our vacation in Kentucky?
Well, I don't mind Kentucky, but who wants to go on a 2 weeks tour through a distillery?
I thought it might be educational. Honey, how about Hawaii?
No, I want to see something historical and educational. What's Hawaii got that's historical and educational?
Hula dancers.
What's educational about a hula dancer?
Well, that depends on what you're majoring in. You know, I love the hula, honey. Why don't you learn to do it, Alice?
Oh, I'm not the type, and besides, it's too difficult.
What's difficult about it? All you do is put on a crop of grass, then you put on another crop of grass, and then you rotate the crop.
Now, look, Phil. You've just got to stop watching Milton Berle on television. And stop trying to influence me about Hawaii. You've got the house full of travel folders about it. You keep playing Hawaiian music, and I'm getting
so... That ain't true. It ain't true. I'm not trying to influence anybody. Look, I'll tell you, the children are going with us, right? We'll leave it to them. Wherever they want to go, we'll go, all right? Mm-hmm. Girls, will you come in here a minute, kids?
Now, don't forget, Phil. Wherever they want to go, we go. And we'll leave it entirely up to... Oh, hello, girl.
Aloha, Mother.
Aloha? Where did you get that?
That is the native tongue of the islands where one finds romance beneath an azure sky.
Oh, Phyllis, please.
Hawaii. Isle of enchantment with languid nights where tropical blossoms and What's that again, Daddy?
Variegated coral reefs dot the blue Pacific. Darn them kids, they can't memorize nothing.
Bill, you ought to be ashamed of yourself putting the girls up to this.
Who, me? You know I wouldn't try to influence the children or
Daddy?
Tell them... What is it, Leilani?
Shall we go up and put the sarongs on now?
No, never mind. Now, girls, you just run along and forget about it.
All right, Mommy.
Girls, haven't you forgotten something?
Oh, that's right. Let's do it, Alice.
Aloha, aloha, farewell until we meet again.
And as our two girls speak into the blue Pacific, we say farewell to the land of the beautiful, enchanted, beloved cowboy.
Now, Phil, we're not going to Hawaii, and that's final. Why, the boat trip for the whole family would cost more than we planned on spending.
All right. I'm not going to argue with you. I'll do anything you say. Where do you want me to go?
Oh, have I got an answer for that one?
This kid's a ball of fire since his pediatrician gave him that booster shot.
Say, Willie, maybe you have a suggestion. Phil and I are trying to decide where to go on our vacation, and I don't like the place Phil picked out.
Naturally. Philip, where do you want to go for your hiatus?
Well, I thought we could spend it at... Oh, let's back up a little, Rod. Lay that on me again.
Hiatus. It's a word commonly used for vacation.
Hiatus. Kind of like that. Very descriptive. I must remember to use it when I write my thesis.
Willie, where are you planning to go this summer? Maybe it'll give us an idea.
I'm going to rough it. I'm packing into the rugged country with nothing but my camera and food supplies. Oh, it will be exciting.
Yeah, I can see you now, trekking through the wilds of Griffith Park. Armed with naught but brownie and deviled egg sandwich.
Well, if I said I'm going to rough it.
Okay, we'll leave the crust on the bread. Look, Alice, I'll get that. Gee whiz, I don't see why we can't go to Hawaii.
Hiya, Curly.
Oh, it's you, Remley.
Well, aren't we in a churlish mood today? What's eating you?
I got trouble. You see, I got a hiatus.
Oh, you're really in trouble. You got a hiatus and a low hooper.
Talking about my vacation. You know something? I can't get Alice to agree to go to Hawaii.
Maybe you can get her to go to Hawaii.
Hawaii, Hawaii. What's the difference?
It's a lot of difference. One is pronounced with a V and the other with a W. Curly, why doesn't Alice want to go to Hawaii?
She says it's going to cost too much to take the whole family by boat.
Well, yeah. Would cost a lot if you went on one of those big ocean liners. But it wouldn't cost you much if you had your own boat.
Fine. Ooh, fine. And just where does one go to buy an ocean liner?
I know a guy...
Cut! I ain't buying nothing from them con men you get mixed up with. I ain't gonna have...
Please. HMS Pettibone is not a con man. He happens to be a millionaire sportsman. He's got a $45,000 yacht, and he's willing to let it go at cost.
How much?
$137.50.
Oh, 10% off, huh?
That's the down payment. You can buy it for $1,200. The guy showed me pictures of the boat. It's a beautiful sloop. It's called the Flying Mermaid, and I think you ought to...
No. What do you know about boats, anyway?
Plenty. My uncle has his own schooner.
How big is it?
Holds about 2 quarts.
What'd you do, hitchhike out here? You're in rare form today. I'm going to have to drop. I'm going to have a talk with you.
Holds about 2 quarts. Oh, that's funny, very funny.
These are the jokes. These are the jokes. Look, you know, I do like the idea of buying a boat, though, Remley.
Mm-hmm.
You know something? I know a guy who sold Humphrey Bogart his yacht. Maybe he has a secondhand one that I can pick up cheap. Let's go see him, huh, Remley?
Why don't we go see HMS Pettibone? We can look at the pictures of the Flying Mermaid.
Remley, forget the Flying Mermaid. I ain't interested in the Flying Mermaid. I don't want the Flying Mermaid, and you're not going to talk me into it.
Oh.
Now, come on. Let's see if this friend of mine has a boat for me. Honey, I'm home. Oh, have I got a surprise for you.
What is it, Phil?
Alice, our vacation problem is all solved. I bought a boat.
You bought a boat?
Yep, we are now the proud owners of the Flying Mermaid.
It's a beautiful craft, Alice.
Yeah, yeah, it's a sloop that sloops eight.
And it can be converted into a sloop that sleeps eight.
Yeah, and it's got a diesel engine, and it sails, and it's
oh,
got a...
Oh, gee, it sounds wonderful. I can't wait to see it.
Neither can we.
Phil, you mean you bought a boat without seeing it?
Oh, honey, I'm not a sucker. The guy showed me a picture.
Yeah, here's the picture, Alice. Isn't she a trim craft?
She looks beautiful.
And she's all yours. I bought her for you, Mom.
How much did it cost, Phil?
Not much. $500 down and monthly payments so small, you won't even feel it.
Oh, Phil, that's the nicest present you've ever given me. And I hope I can afford it. Phil, you shouldn't buy anything without seeing it. You'll probably
Please.
Be old.
Please. Now, let's not waste time talking. Now, go upstairs and get your coat on because we're all going down to the harbor and see that boat right away.
All right, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, you and me's going to have a lot of fun in that slip, ain't we, Scooper?
Touché. We are now even, matey.
Hey, we'll take a trip around the world. We'll live like sailors, with a girl in every port.
Yeah, we'll have a girl in... I'm a retired destroyer. 8 years ago, Alice put me in dry dock, bud. Hey, but we'll still have fun, Remley. You know something? I had a little dream about the ocean last night.
I know what this is leading to, but I can't stop you, so go ahead.
Last night, I dreamed that I was down in the bottom of the sea, down in that salty water. And I'm at a maiden fair, we had a cottage there, a little FHA three-room job, but anyway, we had it. She had a tail of a fish for a train, but whoa now, whoa, how that gal could entertain. And what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in the bottom of the sea. I lost all my troubles in amongst the bubbles, why she was just as sweet as she could be. And every night when the starfish came out, I hugged and kissed her so. Whoa, whoa, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in her seaweed bungalow, low, down in her seaweed bungalow. Ouch, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in the bottom of the sea. I lost all my troubles in amongst the bubbles, why she was just as sweet as she could be. And every night when the starfish came out, I hugged and kissed her so. Whoa, whoa, what a time I had with Minnie, the mermaid, down in her seaweed bungalow, low, down in her seaweed bungalow. And I sing with delight as I spend most the night neath that billowy ocean with you. Many
many brave hearts are asleep in the deep, so beware.
Julius, when'd you sneak in?
I was standing here in the doorway watching you sing. I must say your voice is improving.
Oh, you liked it, huh?
Huh?
I said you liked it, huh?
Wait till I take these plugs out of my ears. Now, what did you say?
Do you like my voice?
No. Look, Mr. Harris.
Look, from now on, kid, you can address me as Commodore Harris.
Yeah? What's up, commie?
Finish that word before they investigate us.
What's this Commodore routine? What are you rover boys up to now?
I just got a new boat.
What happened? Your old one go down a bathtub drain?
This ain't no toy. It's a big boat. And we're going down now and take it out for a trial run.
Hey, can I go with you? I'm a Sea Scout, and I know all about boats. I can help you.
We don't want you.
Franklin, don't be so curt. You hurt the lad's feelings. Let's take him along.
What for?
In case we do a little fishing, we can throw him overboard and use him for chum. Hey, Julius, you can come along. Hey, Alice, you better hurry. We're all ready to go down to the dock. Come on.
Phil, look at all those beautiful yachts in the harbor. Which one is the Flying Mermaid?
I don't know, honey. Hey, look, you and Julius wait here in the car, and Frankie and I'll go down and find out where she's anchored.
Come on, let's hurry, Commodore.
Can't wait to see it. Neither can I. Wonder where it is. I don't see it anchored out there. Hey, wait. Hey, there's a guy. I'll ask him.
All right.
Hey, bud. Hey, buddy. I just bought the Flying Mermaid. Where's she anchored?
You bought the...
Well, what's so funny? I just want to know where my boat is.
Hey, Curly, look, there must be a submarine out there. See the periscope sticking out of the water?
Yeah. Hey, mister, who does that submarine belong to?
You. That periscope is the mast of the Flying Mermaid.
That's my boat? Just the mast sticking up?
Yeah.
But this picture showed it right now. Now it's... What happened? Oh, Frankie, I might have known. That guy you took me and sold me that broken down, sunken tub.
Curly, don't jump to conclusions. Just because it's underwater don't mean it's no good. Might be in great shape. Why don't you dive down and inspect it?
I'm glad you showed up, mister. That tub's been a menace to the harbor for 2 months and we've been trying to raise it. Luckily, we expected to have it up in a couple hours, but you'll have to pay the salvage costs.
Well, I'll be glad to, as long as we can get it up. Hey, Frankie.
Huh?
I believe she's going to sail again. Now, look, if we can only keep Alice from seeing it until they get it up, she's
Phil,
not...
Phil, what's taking you so long?
Too late. Here comes the shore patrol.
Hey, Mr. Harris, where's this boat of yours?
It's right out there, in the water.
Oh, gee, I can't wait to see what it looks like. How do I get on board?
You have your choice of a swan dive or a jackknife.
Phil, where is our boat?
Well, there it is, straight down there.
Down? Oh, no. That's our boat down there?
Rides nice and low in the water, doesn't she?
So that's the Flying Mermaid. Looks like she's got the bends.
Quit making fun of my boat. It may be a little waterlogged now, but it's a well-constructed craft. And it was built by Sir Thomas Lipton.
What are they built it out of, soggy tea bags?
Oh, Phil, how could you buy a thing like this?
All right, honey, don't get upset. The man said they'll have the boat up in an hour. In the meantime, let's take a walk. Now, come on, cheer up. Hey, I'll tell you what. Why don't you sing?
Oh, Phil, this is no time to sing.
Alice, you rehearsed it. We got to pay the band. They got a strong union. Lay it on me. Now, let me have it.
girl, tap her on the shoulder, tap her on the shoulder, say you'd like to hold her. Johnny, get your girl, walk her in the moonlight. If you've got no moonlight, talk about a June night. Don't wait for introductions, don't be so formal. Just step right up and do the thing that's normal. Johnny, get your girl, tap her on the shoulder, get a little bolder, give romance a whirl. Don't let another Johnny get your girl. You gotta tap her on the shoulder.
Tap her on the shoulder? Gee, now I feel a little bolder.
Say you'd like to hold her.
Johnny, get your girl.
Walk her in the moonlight.
If the moon is out of view, what's a fella gonna do?
Why, then you just talk about a June night. Don't wait for introductions. Don't be so formal. Step right up and do the thing that's normal.
Johnny, 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 get your girl. Tap her on the shoulder. Get a little bolder. Give romance a whirl. Don't let another Johnny get your girl.
We've been gone for over an hour.
I wonder if they raised your boat yet.
Hey, let's walk out on this pier and see, huh?
All right.
Hey, the guy said he'd tie it right up here. Hey, Alice, be careful. This pier's in terrible condition. It's all rickety and warped, and the planking's rotted.
Hey, mister!
Oh, it's the fellow we're talking to.
Yeah.
Hey, Bud, did you raise my boat yet?
Yeah.
Where is it?
You're standing on it.
Nice sturdy ship, ain't she? Hey, Julius, how do you like my vessel?
This is a vessel? I'm getting off of this scow. I'm climbing back on the pier.
Julius, come back here. I'm taking this out for a trial run. You want to go with us, don't you?
Uh-uh.
What's the matter with you, kid? Are you a sissy? Are you afraid? Are you a coward?
It ain't that at all.
Then what is it?
I'm yelling.
Julius, come on with us. We need your help.
Yeah, at least start the engine for us. Come on, jump on deck.
Well, all right, here I come.
Now, look, kid, I want to... Where'd he go?
Went down that way, Skipper.
Hey, Julius, where are you? Well, stay there. That's good. Now, look, when I give the order, start the engine and we'll take her out for a trial run. Hey, Alice, where would you like to go on our boat's maiden voyage?
Albuquerque.
That's inland. This thing ain't gonna run on land.
It ain't gonna run on water either. Well, we'd better not take this tub out. You and Frankie know nothing about navigation.
Oh. Hey, Frankie, did you hear that? 2 years in the Coast Guard, practically lived in whites. And she thinks that we don't know nothing about navigation.
Silly girl.
Oh, you poor thing, you.
Let's get started and show her.
Okay. I'll batten down the barnacles.
I'll reef the barometer.
In the mast.
Not yet. I'll tell you when the mast need mizzening.
Hey, how do we want to start this leaky submarine?
Right now. Hey, Frankie.
Hmm?
Now I'll give the orders. You stand on the bridge at the speaking tube and relay them to Julius.
Aye, aye, sir.
Ready.
Stand by engine room.
Stand by engine room.
Stand by engine room.
Ready below.
Ready below.
Ready below.
Fire torpedo tube number one.
Fire torpedo tube number one.
Jawohl, Oberleutnant.
Achtung! Deutschland im Roll! Ist das nicht ein lousy boat?
Ja, das ist ein lousy boat.
Lousy boat?
Wait a minute. Cut that out. Cut it out, all of you.
A direct hit, Fritz. I pin on you this iron cross.
You guys cut out the continuous iron cross. What's an iron cross? Now stop it. All right, Julia, start the engine. I said start the engine.
Where do I find it? Oh, here it is. The guy had it covered with a soup plate. I'm playing a robot.
What's the matter, kid? Is it stiff?
Yeah, I think rigor mortis just set it.
Try her again.
Oh, listen to that engine purr. Oh, is she a beauty?
Hey, Frankie, cast off the moorings
as soon as
we reach the end of the pier. Port hard to the starboard.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hold speed ahead.
Well, we've been out for an hour now, and we're going great, boy. Hey, how are we doing, Alice?
We're almost to the end of the pier, skipper.
Stop exaggerating. We're out about 2 miles out.
Oh, Phil, let's turn back. This thing is taking on a lot of water.
It is not.
Of course not. My feet aren't even wet.
Well, then why are my feet soaked?
You didn't shinny up the mast as high as we did.
Must you all be funny? Now, there's no more than a half inch of water in this boat.
Hey, Julius, tell them there's no water in the engine room.
What we get for taking a short kid with us. Alice, will you dive down and get him?
Phil, we've got to turn back to shore. This boat is sinking.
Don't worry, now we'll make it. Julius, get that engine going full speed. That's what I mean. It's just your imagination. The flying mermaid will get us safely back to...
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But right now, your Rexall Family Druggist has a customer.
You know, I've been wondering for a long time if you're ever going to run out of stories about the wonderful things that Rexall scientists do.
Run out? Why, ma'am, I've hardly begun. For one thing, I haven't even started on the so-called little things that Rexall's men of science do to guard the quality of Rexall products.
What do you mean by little things?
Well, ma'am, here's an example offhand. The next time you buy a Rexall drug product that contains much glycerin, notice that the bottle has a white plastic cap.
Why is that?
Well, if the bottle had the usual metal cap, the glycerin in the product might turn it black. Now, this wouldn't injure the product in any way, but it would make the bottle cap a little unsightly. So, Rexall scientists take a little extra time and effort to design this nice plastic cap. that will stay white and clean.
Well, now there's something that even my children could understand.
And they'd also understand that you can always trust the company that takes extra pains with all the little things. It's one of the big reasons why some 10,000 independent druggists have put the orange and blue Rexall sign on their windows. The sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. And every one of us will tell you, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
We're a little late, so good night, everyone, and thanks for listening.
This program is produced and directed by Paul Phillips. This is Bill Foreman wishing good health to all from Rexall.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
And that's the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, Phil's Boat, from May 22nd, 1949. That's part of the 11th hour on the Radio Theater Channel. Now, if you don't know where the Radio Theater Channel is, you can go to TuneIn and then click on Search and then enter Radio Theater Channel and click the icon. You also hear us on Streama. Go to Streama.com, Streema.com, and search for the all-time oldies Radio Theater Channel. Well, we have next Bob Hope, and that's also part of our 11th hour lineup, the second half of that hour. And since we have Bob Hope, we might as well have Bing Crosby. So we're going to first dip in with a little Bing Crosby here and then jump right over to Bob Hope and his guests Jack Benny and Doris Day.
With a bit of indulgence on the part of you Washington folks here in the studio audience, I'd like to put in a few long-distance calls via Uncle Sam's shortwave stations, BBC, and the many fine radio engineers and technicians that deliver command performance on schedule on its world-girdling route. It seems that a few lads tucked away in such places as the jungles of Panama and along the African Gold Coast and out there on sand piles in the Pacific have honored us with commands to turn out a number especially for them. So I'm saying thanks to a lot of you guys, particularly to Carlson at APO 886, who listens with the ears of an airplane detector, and O'Connor down there at Fort Davis, my best to Rose Marie. Anderson at Pearl Harbor, I know what you're thinking about. Howdy, Rosenthal. Yes, I remember you. I remember you from the old days up at Brunswick Recording. And to 175 men at APO 870, I'm coming in a bit late, but I hope you're listening. My best to four sergeants from Dixie, now at APO 957. Hello to Fort Reed. Hiya, Ralph, at APO 962. And greetings to Al Brookfield and to you good people in England and Scotland and Ireland who write the swell letters. Our thanks plus our continued admiration. And to the Portland gang somewhere in India and to all you guys everywhere, here's a number that many of you who have asked for. With all of Kay Kaiser's gang sort of lacing in lightly. In a canyon, in a cavern, excavating for a mine, dwelt a miner, 49er, and his daughter, Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine, thou art gone but not forgotten, oh, my darling Clementine. Light she was, and like a fairy, and her shoes were number 9. Herring boxes without topses, sandals were for Clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling Clementine. Do I sound like Gene Autry? Could he sue me, Clementine?
Drove her ducklings to the water every morning just at 9. Hit her foot against a splinter, fell into the foaming brine. Oh, that darling, silly darling, oh, that character Clementine. Hit her foot against a splinter, are you kidding, Clementine?
Ruby lips above the water,
blowing bubbles soft and fine. But alas, I was no swimmer. A jingle, a jangle, a clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling clementine. Get your lipstick, be a hip chick, and I'd bring down clementine. Oh, my darling, oh, my darling, oh, my darling clementine. Plant you now, I'm gonna dig you later, like a tater.
Well, gang.
Well, I swan.
Me too.
So do I.
How about you?
Yes, it's the new Swan Show with our great singing star, Doris Day.
Well, I swan.
A new singing favorite, Bill Farrell.
That's me.
Our guest, Jack Benny, Irene Ryan, the Four Hits and a Miss, the new Les Brown Band.
We swan exclusively. How about you?
Yes, how about you?
Who, me? My name is Robert Hopalong Hope.
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News. Princeton, New Jersey. Hurried conferences and frantic alibis were the order of the day here as the nation's poll takers sought to explain their disastrous error in predicting the results of last week's election.
Dr. Gallup was amazed at the outcome, but he wouldn't admit he was wrong. Last night he was still peeking into the White House window and singing, "Maybe You'll Be There." He was really unhappy. When he saw the election returns, he exclaimed, "It's the last time I take a house-to-house survey. From now on, I'm going to ask people." I called up Elmer Roper and said, "How can your predictions be so wrong?" He said, "You see, we mathematicians make a prodigious effort to ascertain by statistical and prognostication and political prestidigitation the approximate parallelisms." I said, "What does that mean?" He said, "Where can I get a job?" Last Tuesday night, Drew Pearson said over the radio, "I predict Dewey will be elected by 10:30. At 11 o'clock, he said, "I predict Dewey." At 12, he said, "I predict." The next morning, he said, "Ay, ay, 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 ay."
New York, New York. Phone company executives announced here today that telephones for automobiles were at long last ready and available for Mr. Average Motorist.
I had a phone put in my car last week, but the wires must be crossed. Every time I step on the starter, the spark plugs give a busy signal and the receiver squirts a quart of hot oil in my ear. But they're a big help to the motorist. If a guy's speeding, he can look in the rear vision mirror, see a cop trailing him, call his lawyer, and the three of them can meet at the next intersection. But think what it'll be like later on when cars have telephones and television, too. A guy's driving along, his wife calls up and says, "Honey, bring home a head of lettuce, some carrots, a cucumber, and get that tomato out of your car."
Washington, D.C. The greatest ovation in the history of the nation's capital greeted President Truman as a crowd of 750,000 cheered his triumphant return to the White House.
Yes, sir, it was at a reception. From every window they were throwing confetti and old cabinet members. And the world will long remember President Truman's historic words when he returned to the White House. He said, "It's okay, Bess, you can send the laundry out now." When Harry got back to the White House, he started hanging up his coat. Governor Warren stuck his head out of the closet and said, "I'll be out of your way as soon as I pack up my oranges." The Democrats did so well in that election, they're even coming out with new products named after the president. They got a new thing now called the Harry Truman Popsicle. It's a frozen Republican on a stick. And with the election coming out the way it did, a lot of people had to change their plans. Now Margaret Truman has to go back to the White House, and she had it all set to be the fourth Andrews sister. The three candidates have really changed their tune since the election. Truman's changed from Missouri Waltz to It's Magic. Dewey's humming Say It Isn't So, and Wallace is singing On a Slow Boat to China.
Announcing only 8 more days of the Swan 1949 Mercury Contest. Only 8 more days to win a brand new 1949 Mercury automobile. Right now, here are more winners in the Daily Mercury Contest. October 19th, Mrs. Don Andrews of Portsmouth, Virginia.
A new 1949 Mercury.
October 20th, Mrs. B.V. Painter of San Diego, California.
A new 1949 Mercury.
October 21st, Mrs. Arlene Brewster of Topeka, Kansas.
A new 1949 Mercury.
October 22nd, duplicate winners, Mr. Fred S. Balsinger of Denver, Colorado, and Mrs. E.P. Williamson of Honolulu.
Each win a new 1949 Mercury.
October 25th, Mrs. Alvin M. David, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
A new 1949 Mercury.
Congratulations, winners. And remember, folks, there are only 8 more days to enter. Lever Brothers is giving away a Mercury a day every day until November 19th.
That's right, a Mercury a day plus $1,000 in cash awards daily. There's a new contest every day except Saturday and Sunday, and you can enter as often as you please.
All residents of the continental United States, including Alaska and Hawaii, are eligible.
Just be sure to follow the complete rules printed on free entry blanks at your store. And be sure to include your storekeeper's name.
Here's all you do. Finish the following statement. I like Swan soap because, in 25 words or less. Then send a Swan soap wrapper together with your name and address to Lever's Mercury A Day Contest, Post Office Box 3, New York 8, New York.
Well, I swan.
A Mercury A Day.
That's right.
Gee whiz.
Bye, Cracky.
Here's the gal who was selected as the Orchid Queen of the National Flower Festival, our singing orchid, Miss Doris Day.
Every day I love you just a little bit more, just a little bit more, a little bit more. Every day I want you just a little bit more. The day before, you'll never guess how deep my love is, not even in your wildest dreams. But just so you get it clear, compared to my love, my dear, the Mississippi River's just a stream. Every day I love you just a little bit more, just a little bit more, a little bit more. Every day I want you just a little bit more than I did the day before, than I did,
than I did
the day.
Thank you, Doris Day. That was great. Next week, Morton Downey, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you probably read in the papers last week that while making a picture at Paramount, Bob Hope tripped and tore a muscle in his right leg. Now let's look behind the scenes and see how an accident like this affects the motion picture industry. We take you to the production offices at Paramount, where the heads of the studio, Henry Geeksberg and Y. Free Frankman, are talking.
Say, YF.
Yes, H.G.?
I've been thinking. We've got a lot of money tied up in that character, Bob Hope. And if his leg doesn't get any better, he may never be in another Paramount picture. How could a thing like that happen to us?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess.
But YF, what'll we do about Hope? His leg may be broken.
Yeah, too bad he ain't Trigger. We could shoot him.
You know how this accident happened, don't you, YF? Hope was doing that boat scene, and as he tried to get on board, he slipped and fell because somebody had put grease all over the gangplank. You know, it looks like someone is out to get him.
Yeah. Now remember, H.G., if there's an investigation, we're in this thing together.
Well, it seemed like the easy way. And while we're on the subject, YF, we got to get rid of a lot of the actors over here. They're getting too old.
Yeah, how about that Crosby? Remember when we thought we had mice in the studio? We spent $5,000 to get rid of the mice and then found out it was Crosby's joints that were doing the squeaking.
You know, YF, I think Bing is about the same age as Hope.
Yeah, I know it. If we put them in another road picture, the road's got to be downhill. By the way, where's Hope now?
He's over in his dressing room, resting.
Oh, Doris, this pain is awful.
Oh, is it really that bad, Bob? Let me look at your leg. Oh, my gosh, it's all twisted out of shape, isn't it?
That's the wrong leg.
Oh, gee, Bob, I hate to see you in such misery. Does it hurt much?
Well, I don't care about that. I just wish it had been my other knee.
Why?
Well, the knee I hurt is the one with a dimple in it. Now I'll never be able to wear my pedal pushers with a split up the side.
Bob, I just don't understand how a thing like this could happen to you. You're so strong and husky.
Am I?
Yeah, and so loaded with vitality.
Honest?
Sure. Why, I always think of you as being a real He-Man.
You do?
Yes.
I have so much more than Gregory. Why should I fight it? Say, it was sure nice of you to drop in, though, Doris. I want to...
Hello, Doris. Hello, Mr. Hope.
Oh, hello, Miss Ryan.
Hello, Miss Ryan. How do you feel today?
Well, you know me. I always try to keep my chin up, even though my arches are falling. I heard about what happened to Mr. Hope, and I thought I'd come over and cheer him up.
Oh, thanks. You see, I hurt my leg and I can't move it. It's nothing to worry about.
Oh, I don't know about that. My Uncle Julius had the same thing once in his shoulders, and he couldn't move his arms. The doctor made him leave them in one position.
Oh, that must have been terrible.
Well, it worked out all right. When he died 2 days later, his arms were already folded on his chest.
That's nice. Portia faces life. This gal backs into it.
Bob, you should listen to Miss Ryan. She can help you. She's been through a lot of these things, you know.
Oh, yes. I've never really been all well all my life. That is all of it, you know. And recently, Mr. Hope, it's been much worse. Yesterday, I thought I was losing my mind. All day long, I kept hearing voices in my head.
You were hearing voices in your head?
Yes, but I found out what it was. The battery in my hearing aid was low, and I was still getting the election return.
Well, don't worry. Hoover made it, you know. But it was nice of you to drop in, Miss Ryan.
Well, I do hope you get better. Oh, that reminds me, before I go, I wanted to show you a picture of my Uncle Julius, the one who died.
Well, what do I want to see a picture of him for?
Well, you might get worse. And if you don't pull through, it'll be nice if you know somebody when you get there. Keep your chin up now. Goodbye.
Thanks. If she ever gets married, she'll spend her honeymoon in the window of the Rexall drugstore.
Well, I have to be running along too, Bob. I promised Ty Averback I'd meet him. He's making a screen test over here.
Averback is making a screen test? You mean they've run out of talent?
Well, I think Hi will do very well in pictures because he just has...
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Doris.
Oh, hello, Hi. Are you all ready for your screen test?
Yes, Doris. I just came from the makeup department.
They didn't get your ears on straight.
At least my lobes are on the bottom. Well, now, Doris, how about running through the screen test with me like you promised?
Okay, hand me the script.
Yeah, now, the scene we're doing takes place in a New York penthouse. We're social leaders and we're married, but we're splitting up. Now, you have the first line, and I want you to pay close attention to my diction.
Montgomery, I'm afraid that you and I are through. It's regrettable, but we can't go on.
Yes, Alice. I'm so sorry that we must split. But I'm afraid we must go our separate ways.
Don't you think you're carrying too many pounds of pressure there?
Well,
lobes
Montgomery.
On upside down. Okay, it's all right.
Well, Montgomery, if we're parting... I insist that you give me the house.
You may have the house.
And I want the Cadillac and the two Mercurys.
They're yours, but there's one thing you may not have.
If you're speaking of the children, I want them.
You may have the children, my riches, and my home. But I insist that you leave one thing.
What?
That cake of swan soap in the kitchen.
Jimmy Fiddler will give this picture four bubbles.
Yes, Alice. Alice, take everything. But please, please don't take that swan. Swan is the newer, better white floating soap. Swan never crumples like our dream castles did. No, sir, you can use Swan right down to the last smooth sliver. And why? Because Swan is made by a modern patented process that no other soap can use. A process that makes Swan better for dishes and hands. Swan is as mild as the finest Castile. It protects your hands, keeps them soft and smooth.
He's right. My hands are so soft, when I want to point at anybody, I have to starch one finger.
Oh, Alice. Alice, I can't leave you. Just think, a cake of swan brought us together again. I still love you.
And I love you.
I love you, Alice.
Oh, I love you, Monty.
I'm engaged to the Lever brothers.
Yes, for your hands, your bath, and for baby's bath. Swan is the best soap afloat.
Well, I swan.
Me too.
Yes, sir.
Bye, Cracky.
Here's our junior crooner we borrowed from the Oasis this week, the 19-year-old Bill Farrell, ladies and gentlemen.
There is no verse to this song, 'cause I don't want to wait a moment too long to say that I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.